This morning's message by Pastor Stan, Aim High.
Well, that was a great service so far. We could just say amen and go home and be filled with the Holy Spirit and with inspiration to go forward. And so part of my aiming high is to aim high and preach short. That's hard for me. Because ever since I became a pastor, I got too wordy, and I just want to think that people, everything that I say is so meaningful. People are just hungering for what I have to say. So that I don't have to cut my message down to 5 minutes, I'd like to see if it's okay to go a little bit past 12. I'm trying not to do it too much past 12, but we do have a number of exciting things. That's why we have a dad's presentation. We have the grad's presentation as well. And so we want to fit all of that in the worship service. So if somebody could tell the people who are in the childcare CAP that they can release the kids at 12, they can just come over here and just join us in the sanctuary here, that would be okay, all right? That way they're not being dragged along and finding things to do. Anyway, this is a day to celebrate dads and grads at West Oahu, and I hope that maybe you have some plans or some thoughts. Hopefully your hearts are being drawn to fatherhood as well as the idea of what it means to graduate. We'll talk a little bit more about that. As we talk about dads, as I do with moms, when we talk about moms, I need to go back to God's original plan. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says that God made man in his image. In his image, in God's image, he made him. Male and female, he created them. And so the basis of Father's Day and Mother's Day goes back to the image of God placed in humanity being manifested in two sexes, that is male and female. And I do not need to belabor this point because I think we most of us understand it, but I think more and more I have to say this over and over and over, simply so that we understand that who we are as male and female is pegged down in the Bible in God's creation, God's original creation. And the reason I say that is because more and more in society today, you're going to have a confusion of these things, and people need to be brought back to not just be a man or be a woman, but rather why God created us this way. And it's to reflect the image of God, that it took two sexes, male and female, to reflect adequately the image of God. And in male and female, God placed his very image. Can you imagine that? There's nowhere else in the Word of God that God says, I will place my image in something. And so we are not to create any idols because that would be idolatry, except that we bear the image of God. Now, we fell in sin, and so that has tainted the entire human race since then on. So we're not perfect, we are not God, and we fail as a result of all these things. Nonetheless, God's image continues to be in us. And that's why God says we need to honor our father and mother. And what is it going to take for us to do this? Well, I'm going to suggest today that it's going to take aiming high. We have to aim high in order to do this. So with that, I think we need God's help. Why don't we start aiming high by beginning in prayer? Our Father in heaven, thank you that you have given us just way, way before all kinds of confusion has taken place in society. We have given us the way that you created us, the intent, if you will. And Father, though we stray, I pray that as we understand your original intent, that we would be able to be drawn back, much like a migratory bird is drawn back to its place of origin. Father, draw us back to you now, God, and may we live our lives and be able to worship here, drawing our attentions closer and closer to you, who is the Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So the Bible says to honor your father and mother. We're going to focus on fathers today because last month we focused on mothers. It's only kind of fair to do that. Jeff Shrev notes that there are some reasons why it's good to be a man. here's one. Phone conversations are only 30 seconds. A five-day vacation requires only one suitcase. You can open all your own jars. How's that? You can go to the bathroom without a support group. I remember one guy saying, you know, this is the difference between men and women. When a woman goes to is at the ball game and they're going to the bathroom, they say, anybody want to come with me? Now, can you imagine John Wong? No, I'll use somebody else because he's up here leading worship and he might kind of throw you off. Okay, imagine Ralph. Can I pick on you? No. Steve, he's always a good sport. Can you imagine Steve got to go to the bathroom? He says, hey, guys, I'm going to the bathroom. Can you come with me? Anybody want to? Okay, we don't do that kind of thing, okay? We just go by ourselves. Okay, so there can be a lot of benefits, but there can be a lot of downfalls as well. So Steve Jones, he spoke about his own journey in parenting, and he said, before I had children of my own, I preached a sermon called The 10 Laws of Raising Children. After we had children and they were small, I changed the title to 10 Suggestions for Raising Children. A few more leaders have passed by, and it finally wound up as 10 Hints for Raising Children. Well, I have to say that likewise, I feel the same way. Before I had kids, I knew everything there was to know about parenting. Then I had kids and went on that progression. I have to say, after having 3 kids of my own, raising a granddaughter, I feel like I know less today than I ever knew before. Nonetheless, I want to say that there are some things that do remain firm, and that is the first thing I want to say today is aim high. Aim high. That is, don't lower our standards because things are tough or we're not really sure how to do this. Aim high because that's God's desire. And there are 2 things we want to do to aim high. We want to honor our earthly fathers. We want to honor our earthly fathers. And secondly, we want to aspire to be like our Heavenly Father. I find it fascinating that those are the 2 things that John mentioned in his time of leading worship today. And you know, honoring our earthly fathers, that first point is very important because God points out that it's in the 10 commandments, listed twice in the 10 commandments, to honor our father and mother. Jesus rebukes the religious leaders for breaking this command. And finally, the apostle Paul points out that it is the first command with a promise that if we honor our father and mother, it will go well with you. And so this shows that this command to honor our father and mother is very important. So how can we honor our earthly fathers? How can we do that? First of all, give thanks for them. You know that we wouldn't be here if not for our fathers? And we want to remember the good things. I remember talking to a youth, a young man not long ago, a couple of years back. We were sitting in a prayer session, and he told me that he didn't know his father because his father left when he was young. He was just a child. Nonetheless, a person like that can still be thankful for their father because God gave them life through his father. And so we can find things to give thanks. We don't want to badmouth our dads. One of the things that I thought was really interesting as I met with this young man was that he didn't badmouth his dad at all. And I came away from that time commending him in my heart that even though he didn't have his dad, he did not communicate any kind of resentment toward his dad. So I think about that as we think about our fathers. We remember the good things. I spoke a lot of things about the stuff that I did and the things that the way that my dad punished me. Even that was love. But I didn't share about the times when my dad should have scolded me, but he didn't. And a couple of times it had to do with the car. I was backing out of the car, out of the driveway. I didn't look, and I rammed the car of one of the guests at our house that night. That was really embarrassing. I went into the house. How do I say this? Anyway, I said it, and my dad didn't scold me. Another time, I came home, and I was, you know, I'm driving this Impala, Chevy Impala. And I'm coming up to the house, and I hit the house. Any of you ever hit the house? Kind of hard to miss the house. It's right there, but I hit it. Okay, anyway, my dad didn't, I thought my dad would be fuming at me. He didn't. So I praise God for even things like that when my dad didn't scold me. First thing we want to do is honor our earthly fathers. Second thing is we want to aspire to be like our Heavenly Father. Aspire to be like our Heavenly Father. Now, when we talk about that, we look at that and we say, wow, that's next to impossible. Here's impossible. Being like our Heavenly Father is there. Yeah, maybe. Except that Jesus says, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew chapter 5. It's kind of an interesting statement, isn't it? It's one that kind of gives me sleepless nights. Does it give you sleepless nights? Be perfect? Are you kidding me, Jesus? I want to unpack this for you real quick. Because I want you to jump away from that response of be perfect. Yikes! And I want to suggest to you that there are times in life, there are moments in life that you can actually be perfect. That you can be perfect. No, that's not to mean that you're sinless. But let's say you were to have somebody who has been mean to you or something, and you were to say, Heavenly Father, I'm going to bless that person. I'm going to bless that person. Let words of blessing come out of my mouth because you said to bless that person. I don't like that person necessarily, but I'm going to bless them. When you bless them, Lord, help them be successful. Give them prosperity. Give them healing and health, Lord. Help their relationships to become healed. When you do that, you're walking in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, and at that moment, you are perfect. You are perfect in the will of God. Not the next moment you might get all mad and just kind of, you know, drop something on your toe and you get all fuming after that. So we might not remain in that place. But I don't want you to walk away from here thinking, it's impossible to be perfect, therefore, I won't even try. How many of us do that? How many of us excuse our failures by saying, say it, I'm only human. Don't say that, rather. Nobody's perfect, right? No, but that may be true, except that Jesus calls us to that. So I'm going to say at this point, you can get better. Even if you've made mistakes in your parenting, you can get better. There's a preacher who told a story of a little village, of a visitor to a village, and he asked the question, have you had any famous men who were born here? And the villager said, no, only babies. Okay, some of you didn't get that. You ask a person next to you, well, what did he mean by that? Okay, so no one is born great. They become great. Dr. James Dobson says, good fathers are made, not born. So being like our Heavenly Father takes commitment. Being like our Heavenly Father is going to take a lot of effort to grow toward that. But Joshua said, in the end of Joshua, book of Joshua, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's a commitment. It's a statement of commitment. Now, whether he did it perfectly or not is irrelevant. It's a point in time where you're saying, we're committed to following Jesus, and that's what we're about. So how can we aspire to be like our Heavenly Father? The first thing that comes to mind, I'm just going to offer a couple of ideas here. There are probably 100 of them, but I'm only going to offer 3. First of all, aim for love. Can you say that with me? Aim for love. 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. Can you say that together? God is love. Imagine that. God is love. As we aim for our Heavenly Father, since He is love, aim for love. Aim to emulate the kind of love that God has. The Apostle Paul modeled it to the Thessalonian church. He says, we loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us that we wanted to love you. He says, we loved you as a father loved his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. The Apostle Paul emulated a father's love to the Thessalonian church. So fathers, we need to care for and really enjoy our children. Part of love is enjoying our children. When you go to the beach, I remember countless hours we'd go just riding around the island. I don't know if you've ever done that. Just go around the island, get in the car, and we'd put the cassette tape. You guys know what that is? You guys know what a cassette? You ever heard of cassette tape? Okay, you've heard of it, right? Back in your history book, in your history class. Pop the cassette tape into the car, turn it on, and we ride around the island. We sing silly songs. We sing Bible songs and things like that. We can enjoy our children. God takes delight in his creation. You know that God takes delight in you? We can take delight in our children, dads. So aim for love. Secondly, we can aim for good intention. This is a very interesting one. I hope if you're falling asleep, try to wake up. Aim for good intentions. Now, the world is going to tell you, in a lot of places where they demand some kind of outcome, they're going to say, we're not interested in good intentions. That doesn't mean anything to us. But it's fascinating that in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 18, Solomon, talking about his father, said, the Lord, his father David, said, the Lord said to my father David, you did well to have it in your heart to build a temple for my name. You did well to have it in your heart to build a temple for my name. Now, how many of you know whether or not that David ever build that temple? No. Now, if we were to judge David upon whether or not he actually was a man of follow-through or not, he would have failed. But God says, through Solomon, he says, God told my dad, you did well to have it in your heart. Did you know that your good intentions count? Why wouldn't it count if your bad intentions count too? Right? Jesus said, if you look at a woman lustfully, you've already committed adultery with her in his heart. If you say raka to somebody, you're a fool, you're in danger of the fire of hell, and you're in trouble just for what you think. Well, how about this? God knows the good intention in your heart. Even if you don't succeed in carrying it out, God said to David, you did well. God can give you a well done based upon your good intention. Isn't that a mind blower? So intend well. Have good intentions. By the way, if you can't pray, if you can't even say anything out of your mouth, but you have a good intention, God can see that. And I think this is the kind of thing that happens. Jesus says, their Father knows what you're going to pray even before you pray it. He sees the thoughts and attitudes and intentions of your heart, and he then responds to that. That's an amazing thing. So have good intentions. Now, here I say this because, you know what, fathers? If you're like me, you're going to come across a lot of road bumps in the road. And it's possible to get to a place where you say, oh, what's the use? I give up. Don't give up. Let your good intention continue to be a good intention and aim high. Continue to aim high. Don't let that discourage you. And so we want to love, we want to have good intentions, and finally aim for righteousness. In John chapter 17, Jesus referred to his father as righteous father. In his prayer, he said, righteous father. Righteous means right. So yes, we have love, we have these good intentions, but it's not just a wishy-washy kind of thing. There are standards that God has. There is a right and there is a wrong. There are good and bad things that we do and our kids do. And it's up to fathers to provide that leadership and guidance and direction. And so hopefully we can do that. We can uplift those standards. And as the band comes up, I'd like just to say, as we're aiming high, we want to aim for love. We want to aim for good intentions. And we want to aim for that righteousness, even if it seems impossible. Even if you've seemed like you've failed before, continue to aim for love. Continue to aim for good intentions and righteousness. And that's how we can honor God today. That's how we can honor our fathers, when we say good things to Him about our fathers, and we try to be like our Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Our Father, thank You for just the miraculous kinds of things You've shown us in Your Word. And Father, I pray that we would just draw near to You and we would not give up. Help us to aim high. Help us to aim high because Your Word is high. And as we do, Lord, I pray that You would be blessed. And even if we miss our target, that You would say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.